The cosmic ik connects everything on the material plane. Economy. Ecology. America. And the free eeks. Eek!
And today, we hear the echoes of those voices preaching a gospel of gloom and defeat, saying the same thing. We have seen our best days.
The decade of the 1970s was baptized in fire. The Vietnam War burned through Asia and raged through the streets and campuses of America. And the high and heavy decade of the 60s officially came to an end in the spring of 1970 with the U.S. invasion of Cambodia and the killings at Kent State.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Let us go to the map again.
I realize that it is difficult to communicate across the Gulf of 5 years of war. But the time has come to end this war.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier
there is one area,
and the sunshine
however,
patriot
immediately
will,
above
in this crisis,
speech,
shrink from the surface of his country.
That a
but he that stands
American
it now deserves the love and thanks
necessary.
Of man and woman.
Tonight,
tyranny,
and South
like hell, is not easily conquered.
The headquarters.
Tonight, American and South Vietnamese units will attack the headquarters for the...
Who's the one who has pledged an honorable end to the war in Vietnam?
That you'll never guess who.
Nixon's the one.
This is the decision I have made. After full consultation with the National Security Council, Ambassador Bunker, General Abrams, and my other advisors, I have concluded...
Stand beside her and...
This is not an invasion of Cambodia. While we deeply sympathize with the plight of 7 million Cambodians whose country has been invaded...
Watch it.
...whose country has been invaded...
We, the people of the United States...
We take this action not for the purpose of expanding the war into Cambodia, but for the purpose of ending the war... For the purpose of expanding the war. For the purpose of ending the war. Expanding the war. Ending the war. Expanding the war. The war. The war. The war.
Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
These bums, you know.
A new nation.
These bums, you know.
In Woodstock.
These bums, you know.
Great universities.
These bums, you know. Bums, you know. Bums, bums. Bums, you know,
find themselves under attack from the world's most powerful nation, the United States of America. Let us go to the map again.
It is the domino theory.
Here is South Vietnam. Here is Kent State. This is not an invasion of Kent.
You know, you see these bums, you know.
Here is Kent State.
Back to tear gas, and a few rocks were thrown, not very many, and the guard would shoot some more tear gas and retreat, and then finally the guard moved up again and started chasing people up the hill.
This is not an invasion of
you see these bums, you know.
It sounded like a machine gun going off. Three people were dead on arrival at the hospital. And one more died later. They were all, most of them were just plain gunned down in cold blood in the back.
I want to know what the facts are. I've asked for the facts, and when I get them, I'll have something to say about it. But I do know that when you do have a situation of a crowd throwing rocks, and the National Guard is called in.
Watch it.
And the National Guard is called in.
Make no mistake. The deaths of Allison, Sandra, Jeffrey, and Beal were murders, and that's just the way it is.
You know, you see these bums, you know,
expanding the war.
These bums, you know, bums, you know, bums, bums.
Stop. She resented being called a bum
Because she disagreed with someone else's opinion. She felt that war in Cambodia was wrong. Is this dissent a crime? Is this a reason for killing her? Have we come to such a state in this country that a young girl has to be shot because she disagrees deeply with the actions of her government? Can Congress find out why our children can't express themselves?
My fellow Americans, let us go to the map again. Here is the United States of America.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary.
The Kent State College massacre, I'm sure that will someday go down in history. You know that that was one less than the Boston massacre that began the American Revolution.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more...
We'll have better than 500 names from the San Francisco Bay Area of elected trade union leaders. And let workers and students together
with the working people in this country who have had to pay for the war,
and the parents of the young men slaughtered in Vietnam and Cambodia,
those clerks, middle-class America.
A peace community downtown, the College and University Council, American Federation of Teachers.
It's high school students out in the street.
Junior high school students. Kids 10, 11, 12, 13 years old.
All of them over 32.
From the Student Mobilization Committee.
There's a lot of adults out there.
And a Secretary of Interior.
Even the Chairman of the Board of Bank of America has come out.
Black Panther Party. And the Black Student Union is a black people.
And a professor of physiology, strangely enough.
It's kind of moratorium.
A lot of average Americans who are horrified.
From the Peace Brigade in Berkeley.
Dear Senator Fulbright,
we're bringing people in from the hills, the cities and the towns.
Throughout the east and the west and the north and the south.
Young people and black people and red people and yellow people and brown people. And all kinds of people who fight for peace. Finally, finally. Take this word wherever you go and let everybody know that our souls are not for sale. We ain't selling our souls. We ain't selling our souls to materialism. We ain't selling our souls to property. We ain't selling our souls to the war masters. We ain't selling our souls. They're not for sale.